Time for Ask the Expert. I want to bring in my guest this morning, Connie Gulick with Gulick Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Doing well.
Good to talk to you, Connie. Now, studies show, Connie, that paying for health care is one of the largest expenses in retirement, Connie. So how can people prepare financially for the cost of health care when it comes to retirement?
Well, Joey, advisors need to do a better job of educating their clients about the benefits of health savings accounts. These are also referred to as HSAs, and they can be funded with tax-deductible dollars and then withdrawn tax-free when they're used to pay qualified medical expenses. When these accounts are properly managed over a working life, they can play a big part in paying for healthcare expenses in retirement. It's almost like an IRA for medical expenses. You see, the beauty is that HSAs are triple tax-free. Contributions are tax-deductible, and the earnings and the growth in the account are not taxed. And then all the distributions, when it's withdrawn for qualified medical expenses, are tax-free. So this is the only account where contributions, earnings, and distributions are all tax-free. The concept which is promoted most is to carry high deductible medical insurance where you pay lower premiums and then fund an HSA to use as needed to pay deductibles and copays. And that works, but what if you pay your current deductibles and copays from out-of-pocket money and you let your HSA grow? If you're healthy and you don't have a whole lot of medical bills now, an HSA would allow you to build a supplemental retirement account that's designated to pay medical expenses in retirement. You see, the HSA balance can be carried forward year to year. You don't have to use it every year. And if you contribute through your employer, when you change jobs, you can transfer the HSA with no tax liability. So we encourage our clients to build these accounts as much as possible before retirement, and that will add to their retirement nest egg. You do have to be enrolled in a high deductible medical insurance plan to be eligible. And in 2021, we still have a few more weeks when you could contribute to the 2021 account. So we encourage people to max out these contributions. This year, singles can contribute up to $3,600, and the family max is $7,200. There's also a catch-up provision of $1,000 each year for those who are age 55 and older. And then in 2022, you want to be planning now to maximize next year, and the limits have gone up just a little bit for 2022. So the other thing to keep in mind is that when you enroll in Medicare, you can no longer fund an HSA. So you really need to start early and fund these accounts during your working life. And the key to this is planning now to use your HSA for part of your retirement income.
All right, Connie, if listeners would like some more information on today's topic that you have discussed, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
They can call us at our Roanoke office, 540-772-4545. That number is 540-772-4545.
All righty, this has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.